Hello and welcome to This Day in History. My name's Rory St. John. You're listening to WHRW Binghamton. On June 7th, 1971, vulgar writing is protected under the First Amendment when the Supreme Court overturns the conviction of Paul Cohen. Cohen had been charged with violating a California law that made it illegal to use any vulgar, profane, or indecent language in the presence of women or children.
Well, now I've decided to write something vulgar. I know that 30 years from now, people will be able to say it over the radio anytime they like. Unfortunately, I can't get across the room to the table so I can start writing all my vulgar tracks that I've been so excited to begin to. If only
What's
I could
the
get
matter,
out of my
friend?
Chair.
As I intrude into your home with this bargain.
I seem to be too large to get out of my chair so I can start writing all the vulgar...
Oh, there's nothing wrong with you that my snake oil pills won't cure.
Snake oil? But I love snake oil. What will they do?
They will... give me a second. Help you in every way you need help.
Oh, that's just what I need.
Perfectly proven to
I've
be
been
a
looking for something
supplement.
Proven.
Just ask this doctor I've brought with me.
Doctor, are these proven pills perfectly proven to be a natural supplement just like Dr. Snake Oil says?
Where am I? You said you'd buy me lunch.
Okay, don't ask this doctor. Ask this doctor.
But doctor, was the other doctor correct? Is Dr. Snake Oil telling me the truth about these proven pills?
Yes, indeed. Indeed, they will do everything.
If a doctor says so, I'll take them. How much?
Everything you have. It's a limited time offer.
For what I'm getting, it's a bargain. Here you are, sir.
Now get out of my house.
I can't move. I'm too fat.
And of course, Paul Cohen did not get any thinner when he took the snake oil pills, which just goes to show, fad diets don't work. At least not healthily so. He was so upset that he did write the famous vulgar writing, "Fuck you, you fucking snake oil motherfuckers. Fuck off." This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.